Hi, I'm summer intern Imani Skipwith, your host for On Tap. With this segment, we delve into all things technology, whether it's the latest gadgets, technological trends, or practical uses for modern electronics. We'll take the lid off and see what makes it tick. What's on tap for today? Agricultural technology. So how about that agricultural technology? This updated and new technology has a lot of advantages that come along with it, such as higher crop productivity, development of new crop varieties, and declines in food prices. Though this new and improved technology just seems so amazing, there are quite a bit of side effects that come from it, and that's where we're gonna hop into the subject of GMOs. But first, what in the world is a GMO? Well, to shortly state, GMO stands for genetically modified organism. It is an organism that has been altered through genetic engineering so that there will be more DNA and favorite traits. Well then, what's the problem? According to World Agriculture, these GMOs cause ecological diseases which fall into two categories, ecotope diseases and biocenosis diseases. Ecotope diseases cause erosion, loss of soil fertility, and depletion of nutrient reserves, while biocenosis causes loss of crop, wild plant, and animal genetic resources, chemical contamination, and destruction of natural control organisms. The chemical fertilizers become air pollution, and pesticides are killing insects that are useful. Virginia Cooperative Extension also mentioned antibiotic resistance. The weeds are becoming resistant to the weed killers and becoming what are called super weeds. There has been production of new toxins, the concentration in toxic metals are changing, and there has been enhancement of environmental toxic fungi. This has been starting to throw the environment out of balance. To help, find out ways to protect the environment from changing so drastically and help your earth. I'm summer intern Imani Skipwith, and I'll see you next week with another On Tap.